Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something that drives a lot of creators absolutely crazy. Oh, I'm intrigued. What's on the agenda today? We're talking about the proven thumbnail psychology secret that TikTok pros are using to skyrocket their click-through rates. It's a game changer. That sounds fascinating. I mean, thumbnails are so crucial, but it seems like many people don't realize how much psychology plays into them. Exactly. So let's set the scene. I recently chatted with a creator who was super frustrated because their TikTok account's click rate was stuck at just 1.2%. And honestly, their content was solid, but their thumbnails looked, get this, blurry and lifeless. Oh no. That's like putting all that effort into a fantastic meal and then serving it on a dirty plate. What happened next? Right? So this creator didn't understand thumbnail psychology. They thought that just making a pretty picture would do the trick. But that's not how it works. It's all about triggering an emotional response in viewers. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So it's not just about how good it looks, but how it makes people feel. You got it. When people scroll through their feeds, they're not really analyzing each video, they're making split-second decisions. If a thumbnail makes them feel something, be it shock, joy, or curiosity, they're more likely to click on it. That totally makes sense. I remember when I saw that. MrBeast switched to using these exaggerated shock faces. CTR jumped from 12% to 20% just by changing his thumbnails. Absolutely, that's a huge leap, and research backs this up. A vidIQ analysis found that thumbnails with faces showing strong emotions can increase click-through rates by as much as 30%. Just think about it. Our brains are wired to react to facial expressions. That's wild! So if I'm understanding correctly, it's all about capturing those intense emotions. But how do creators know which expressions will resonate? Alex, great question. Many TikTok pros actually A/B test different expressions to see what works. They'll try up to 5 different emotional faces for one video to nail down what really grabs their audience. Wow, that sounds like a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. So what kind of tools do they use for this testing? There are some amazing tools out there. For instance, Midjourney has really made waves with AI, generated emotional faces. Creators are finding that using these tools can boost their CTR by over 35%. It really saves time, too. I can see that. I mean, getting the perfect shot of yourself can be a hassle. Just type in what you need and bam, there's your thumbnail. Exactly. And speaking of saving time, more professionals are adopting AI tools for creating authentic shock expressions. It cuts down on hours of photography. That's so practical. But what about common mistakes? I can imagine that a lot of new creators might trip up here. For sure. One major mistake is not using the right resolution. Thumbnails should always be 1280 by 720, otherwise they end up pixelated. And creepy faces? Yikes! You don't want your thumbnails to repel viewers. Oh, I can picture that. It's like having a great video, but a thumbnail that just looks off. How can someone avoid that? Alex, well, understanding facial expressions is key. Creators should avoid anything that looks too forced or unnatural. And also, it's crucial to make sure that emotional faces are clear and visible. I love how you're breaking this down. And I guess testing it out is the way to go. How can creators get started with testing their thumbnails? Start by analyzing your audience. Different demographics might respond better to different emotions. Tools like vidIQ Boost can help you analyze your expressions. And TubeBuddy, Legend helps you run tests effectively. So it's really about trial and error until you find what works best for your specific audience. Exactly. And don't forget to stay updated on industry trends. For example, younger audiences often respond better to high contrast images with extreme emotions. That's super helpful. So if I'm a creator, what's the takeaway from all this? Focus on creating thumbnails that trigger an emotional response. Test your expressions, use the right tools, and remember that the psychology behind your thumbnail is just as important, if not more, than the design itself. This has been such a great discussion. I feel like anyone listening will walk away with valuable insights. I hope so. Thanks for joining us today. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.